This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Our mantra is don't offend the listeners. Right? We're not here to offend anybody. We may agree or disagree, but we don't do it disagreeably. I remember once when I started doing a local talk radio program here in my hometown that went into Boston, but the radio station was Framingham-based. The first thing, the fellow who was the chairman of the selectmen at the time was a very good friend, wonderful guy. His name was John King. And the fellow who was the editor of the local newspaper did not care for me on the air. He didn't care for my program. He didn't care for me. And he was always taking shots at me. And therefore, of course, I felt obligated to take shots at him or his reporting or whatever it was.
Well, that seems like a great idea.
Well, it was one of the first lessons, this was in the mid-70s, one of the first lessons I learned doing this on the air for a living. You have to, you know, sort of mark your territory, like a dog, you know.
Oh, no. You have to mark your territory.
Well, that's what it is. And he said to me, his advice was, don't get into a peeing contest with a snake. He didn't quite put it that way, but you get the gist of it. And so I've sort of had that as my mantra. Every once in a while, in certain circumstances, where the bosses that I've worked for, if it was an individual station, would say, you need to be more aggressive. You need to tell people your opinion. You need to be stronger. And so I've taken that approach, and I haven't really liked it. I've never been comfortable with that, although certainly as I've matured on the air over the years, I have made it very clear how I feel about things, to wit my thoughts about China and what to do, and I'm very much into I was never into the mandates, but I think we're done with the COVID, or I'm done with it. You can make your own decision, but I'm done with it. The results of this past 2 years, when you look around and see the price of gasoline, for example, and not holding the Chinese responsible for what's gone on here, the complete failure of the supply chain. You can't get a car. You can't get anything. The excuse is the Chinese are hoarding all the chips. There's plenty of chips around. It's just that they're hoarding them because we've been stupid enough to have companies go over there and, you know, all of the manufacturing of stuff like that's done in China. Thank heavens
gas prices are a real problem.
And oh, my God.
It's a tax. I mean, it is a tax on people who can't afford it. I mean, the people who are the working class, who are trying just to get back and forth and take their kids to school. $5 a gallon in L.A. It's insane. I've never seen it in my entire life.
The least I paid over the weekend was $3.34 last night coming back from Western Mass. Around here, it's $3.46, $3.49, $3.55. Those are the prices. But there are some people, I saw this fellow who is one of those experts, you know, the prognosticators from Wall Street. By the way, this has done wonders for the oil stocks and for all of the other, you know, the gas and oil, all that stuff. But this fellow, and part of it has to do with Ukraine as well. You know, they're Russians, but they use anything. This fellow is an oil industry expert. Energy Word is his company. His name is Dan Dicker. And he says, quote, my guess is you're going to see $5 a gallon with regularity. And let's see, the oil prices are going back up to $100 a barrel. It may get as high as $6.50.
They're not going to be able to afford to go to work.
Right.
Minimum wage workers. Yeah. And, you know,
so the Chinese are having their way. The Russians, we were talking about this earlier, how they've made a pact. It's obvious that the Russians and the Chinese are doing things hand in hand. And so away we go to weaken our, you know, we're so busy fighting with ourselves. And here comes Nancy Pelosi and all these other people. Don't say anything bad about the Chinese or whoever it is that's saying whatever they're saying to feather their own nest. God knows, talking about the Pelosi, and all the rest of them too, and their stock portfolio. How many Chinese companies do the people in Congress have in their stock portfolio? There should be a law against what they're doing, and they're kind of getting going in that direction, but I don't think there's enough support for it. But there at least ought to be a law that we ought not to be able to buy Chinese stocks.
I think that is a law that just got, I think that just got signed in.
Did that get passed?
I think so, yeah. I feel like, Jen, you probably know this, right? It was, I want to say a couple months ago, maybe before the holidays, there was a bill that came up that passed that no, I guess, elected U.S. official is allowed to have Chinese stock or something, or stock in Chinese companies.
I hadn't heard about it. I hope that's true, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll have to dig it up. It's ringing multiple bells, and I know we talked about it. I'll have to just dig it up.
Yeah, I think that's something that would be that's a positive. Meanwhile, traveling everywhere, it's going to be more expensive too. Wait till you buy a plane. Do you think cost of gasoline? Same thing happens with
gas.
Yeah,
gas is everything, right? It's planes, it's gas, it's food, it's goods, it's services. Because if people have to truck stuff around, the cost is going to get passed on.
Yeah, the cost of trucking is out of this world. Crazy stuff, and you wonder how the car dealers are going to be able to buy.
The car dealerships around, I don't know up in your neighborhood, Doug, but they're filling up again here in Jersey.
Yeah.
So the Chevy dealership where we bought our car was empty for a long time, and then they started pulling in some used cars from probably around the country.
Yeah.
Now there's actually new inventory, and there's a Mercedes surplus lot that's been sitting empty for a year, and now that I drove by it yesterday and it's full again. So stuff is moving. Yeah,
that's
stuff
good.
Is definitely moving in the right direction, but it's still a very hot market for used cars that are in good shape, because the dealership tried to shake my dad down this weekend to get him to give up his car. Well, they're like, well, they told him he had like multiple leaks or something, and he was like, okay, the car's like 4 years old, and they were like, oh, well, it's going to cost $4,000 to fix. And my dad's like, what? And they're like, but we could get you into something brand new. I mean, it's a total shakedown.
Of course.
So they want the used car because it's in good condition, and they want to get you into something new.
Of course
they
do.
You know, because they're making so much money on used cars.
The average for dealers that are aggressive, make deals, the average before COVID, the average profit on selling a car was about $1,000 to $1,200. By the way, if you're buying a Porsche, though, that's the figure is different. Do you know that Porsche builds $35,000 into the sticker price of every car? They are the most profitable, or they're the ones that are most outrageous when it comes to sticking it to you if you want to buy their brand, because
Saying is you're getting a car that's not that great, but they've just added it.
But the price is
$1,000.
The brand tag.
Exactly. So, but the average price, the average profit on the used cars, since this market went bananas about, 18 months ago, is $3,000. So they're selling older cars, but many of them, like my car that I bought, I get a two-year-old car and keep it usually for 2 years. This one I like, so probably not going to do that as long as it holds up. But I've been offered more money for this car than I paid for it when I bought it almost 2 years ago. And that's the way.
Take it. That hardly ever happens.
Nah, I don't. I like the car, so I'm not going to get it. I don't drive it that much anyway. I'm mostly in my pickup trucks. So, speaking of traveling, the restrictions are relaxing. You see where the Australians...
Speaking of traveling.
I'm a traveling. Traveling, man.
You're a traveling.
Made it stop. Australia opened up to tourists for the first time this past weekend, and you thought there was a party. The fully vaccinated...
I would never go to Australia ever, 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 ever again. And I got to tell you, I want to. It's on my bucket list. But the way they treated their people, they literally put people into forced vaccination camps in Australia. No way. I'm sorry. That's going to take me a long time to let that out.
That's a leadership question, though. That's not with the people. That was something.
Don't care. Why would I reward that bad behavior? That is ridiculous. Seriously, they were pulling people out of their homes and putting them into forced quarantine camps. I mean, it's locking people down, not letting people out of their house. They weren't allowed to even go outside, and they had the police enforcing this in their neighborhoods. No, thank you.
So much for the good news, being able to go back to Australia.
Back to you. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's see where we can go. We can't go. Jennifer says no to Australia.
I mean, tell us about Australia.
I'd love to go sometimes.
I'm sure it's beautiful, but holy smokes.
I didn't realize, Victoria, there were various zones. The Shenzhen, the European, I've never heard this expression before. S-C-H-E-N-G-E-N. They are like, it's those the countries are Austria, Belgium. It's like Eastern, Western Europe. Although, look at, no, there's, I'm looking at the country you're going to have to register to travel to this year, starting right away.
Well, it's going to launch next year. So January 1st of 2023, if you want to go pretty much any desirable place in Europe, you're going to have to register with
what
the TIAS. You have to go online and you have to register whatever the information is that they want. And it's basically for them to keep track of, they said it's a security issue. The EU decided to do this new travel authorization program, and they said they're going to protect and strengthen their borders and mounting terror threats in Europe and stuff like that. So that's why they want everyone, it's not just Americans, it's everybody who's going to be traveling into the EU is going to have to register.
So this adds a month
not a
or
visa.
So to the travel. It's
sometimes it gets approved right away, and they said, but other times applications can take up to 4 weeks. So if you are planning on going to Europe, and again, it's like I said, it's the countries you'd want to go to: Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, like all the good ones. Now, if you want to go to balmy, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Georgia, Kosovo,
welcome,
Serbia, Ukraine, Turkey, you don't need to register. So have at it. Have fun.
Yeah,
Belarus, it's a hot spot right now, right?
That's right. Very, very hot.
You can go take part in some Russian training missions.
Right. I love this.
Travel.
You don't need to register if you want to come to Belarus.
I want to go to space. And Virgin Galactic has opened online registration for its first commercial flights beyond the atmosphere. It'll be a 90-minute flight, 4 passengers at a time, $450,000 a seat.
This is the only one I would do, though, because this feels like this is not the penis rocket. You know, this one doesn't have a hard landing. It lands like a private jet, and the cabin itself is designed so much better than the Bezos one. And so this is the one I would do. You get the whole Virgin treatment.
Right. And it's let's see. Lady Gaga's already made the reservation. So is Brad Pitt. So maybe you get to sit next to them while you go up to however many thousand feet up in the air you go at how many thousand miles an hour, 18 after the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get the...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Let's see how much ground we can cover with Jay Kirshner in our trending department, at least the social media trending stories, gossip, basically. So the question is, are Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn engaged? The inappropriate linguists among us would say, is Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn engaged? But we will not engage in bad English, Jay, right? The question is, are they engaged? All right, so.
That's to be determined. Sources are confirming the news. Taylor Swift nor Joe Alwyn have confirmed it. A lot of Taylor Swift fans are like, until she tells us, we're not believing anything. This is not the first time that engagement rumors have followed them around. There are other people who are also like, they're probably already married, because Taylor Swift, if she doesn't want things to get out, she has a way of not letting things out. And when she is ready to share her news, she always does so in like this big dramatic announcement or some kind of clever way where her fans have to decipher codes and figure out what's going on. And
really?
None of those.
Oh, they love it.
So,
like little codes.
So a lot of people are kind of not believing these rumors, even though a lot of sources are confirming it.
Hmm. What do you believe, Jay?
I so want her to be already married. I don't know. I just love
I don't
that
know
Taylor
if they're
Swift
already married.
Married.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
it would
I just
be
love that she's so
to
good at
off.
Keeping things secret yeah. and then letting things out the way she does.
I mean, you know, I'm obsessed with Dumois. That's like my favorite Instagram account of celebrity gossip, and they've been saying that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn have been engaged for a year already. And so that comes from
what's
like,
his
not,
story? Why is what's his claim to fame other than being Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
He's an actor. Good? He's a British actor. I feel like he's kind of up and coming. He's had some, you know, some roles in big movies, in some Oscar-winning movies, but
they meet?
Not a household name yet. They met at the Met Ball in the Met Gala in New York.
Yeah,
she was hosting, and she was dating someone else. She's written songs about it. That's how we know.
Of course. We were talking about Brad Pitt being with Lady Gaga up in space. Apparently, he's still having his problems with Angelina Jolie. What's that scoop?
Well, yeah, they own a vineyard together, which they purchased in 2008. They got married there in 2014. And apparently there was some kind of an agreement where neither one would sell off their shares of the vineyard without consulting the other. And apparently that's what happened. Brad maybe wanted to buy Angelina out of her shares. She ended up selling to somebody else. He found out about it when the new company released a press release. And so he is suing. We'll see what
this
happens.
This is a four-year divorce now.
Give it a
this
rest.
Is never ending. How they went from the hottest couple on the planet to just the ugliest divorce in history. It's very sort of like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, right? I mean, the drama of the roller coaster. Almost as bad as your last relationship. Almost.
Thank you.
Almost.
That was very nice of you, Victoria. I see that Chris Noth has returned to social media. You following him? I have, for some reason or other,
I didn't know that.
On my Instagram. Yeah. He's been pretty quiet since all the assault allegations surfaced, but nothing has happened, and it's been 3 months. So he says the allegations are baseless. I'm beginning to think they are. Otherwise, somebody would have come to the surface. Okay, we're suing you for this, 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 and this. Or what are they waiting
for?
Well,
lawsuits can take time. And what did he say on social media? Did he actually say anything?
He insists that he didn't do what he's been charged with doing. Mm. He looks kind of frazzled in the pictures that you see.
Yeah.
But they tried to get him. You know, Anthony Anderson's the new Law and Order, and they were trying to get him to go into Law and Order as well. But it didn't seem to work because he was, you know,
he's untouchable right now.
Yeah.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47. A liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth the hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska was on Newsmax this weekend. He says all indications are that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine. And it's hard to understand the disconnect between the White House's warnings and Ukraine.
It's hard to understand the leader of Ukraine. Maybe he's just trying to instill more confidence in the citizens. But it looks to me, with all the intelligence that we have and the actions by Putin, it sure appears to me that President Putin has decided to invade. Why else would you put field hospitals on the border? Why would you be taking blood donations there for troops who get injured? All the preparations you would expect to see an invasion are being done. And, what bothers me is our world is entering a new chapter when it comes to foreign affairs and national security. And it's a chapter that's more dangerous, more precarious, more ominous, a chapter where bullies and thugs are trying to dominate. It's not just Russia. China's watching this. Iran's watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. We're going down a bad path in our world right now. And I think the intelligence is pretty clear that Russia's preparing to invade.
It should be noted two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and a handful of others wounded over the weekend when Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists in the eastern portion of the country fired mortars, again breaking ceasefire agreements. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're at 34 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Welcome into our discussion, to our family's little breakfast or lunch. I guess it depends on what time you listen to the program, because we're on all around the clock, all around the world. DJV, Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, with a focus for a minute. We do a lot of focusing on the areas where we all are. I'm in New England. And down in the Delmarva sort of New Jersey, and I guess you're almost into the Delmarva, aren't you, Victoria? Don't you think you're
in the what?
The Delmarva.
I don't know
what the Delmarva is. Really?
No, I've never heard that ever.
Really?
I'm in New Jersey on the shore. Is that
New Jersey? Southern New Jersey and Northern Delaware is referred to, or always has been in my mind, as the Delmarva. And
I've never heard that ever. Nope.
You might check that out. Okay, so anyway, and Jay in the hotbed of Well, actually, you're in the hotbed of transplantation in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah. Right, come visit us. Just don't move here. We're packed. Yeah. We're at capacity.
Yeah,
come spend your money and then leave.
See you later. So in California last week, I forgot to bring this up with you on Thursday or Friday. I think it may have happened Thursday night, so it would have been appropriate to talk about it on Friday. The recall was, or was that last Tuesday? The recall of those three, it was the three school committee members. And I don't know why, because a great story. We should spend a minute or two on it, because it shows that not all the people that live in San Francisco are out of their minds. Basically,
yeah, they've been pushed to the brink, is I think
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah, had enough. So,
yeah.
You want to tell the story about the recall of those?
Yeah, there was a recall of three school board members, including the school board president, and parents in the area said that they were disgusted because you have these school board members focusing on renaming schools, 44 different schools, rather than getting their kids back to school during the pandemic. And they were really criticized for wanting to change the name of schools involving George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and even Dianne Feinstein. And so no one was really off limits. They said all of these people are racist, and they wanted to change the names of those schools. And parents were like, we want to get our kids back to school.
How about
that's
doing
our priority.
Educating? Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
How about getting our kids into a classroom? And so even the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, realized that this was going places, and so she got behind the effort, and it was successful, and in a big way, like 70% basically voted in favor of the recall of all three of these different people on the school board. So it was a clear shot that I think we can't be taking the schools in directions that, especially school board members who are taking the schools in a direction of political activism rather than education first. And, you know, that really needs attention. Public education is in dire straits, I think,
sure
in many
is.
Places, not
Absolutely.
Just in California.
Yep.
And so this was pushback. I was talking to someone the other day this weekend who actually teaches at the school that my mom taught at for 30 years in L.A., and she said, we have fires every day. The school police are no longer allowed on campus because of all the civil rights, I can't breathe, you know, the George Floyd BLM stuff. And so she had some girl who was attacked the other day by a student, a ninth grader, who pulled this girl down from the back of the head and started jamming her head into the concrete. And they had to leave the administrators up to pulling these two apart. They called the school police. School police weren't there for 30 minutes because they're not allowed to be on campus. And by that time, you know, the damage is done. So it's just pretty unfortunate that we're in this place where those are the stories instead of about curriculum and education.
All right. Here's the story of the weekend. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
In Oklahoma City this past weekend, the Potato Dancing World Championships were held.
Potato dancing?
This is something I feel like I could get behind. I'm a potato
competition
dancer
requires two people to
this?
Dance. Listen to this. Here's what it does. The competition requires two people to dance together while holding a potato between their foreheads.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. How long did they go?
I don't see the results yet. I'm just seeing the promo for the event itself. That'd be a good question to ask. Jay will be jolly on the spot on that one. In Portland, Oregon, the state released rules for the therapeutic use of magic mushrooms. That happened late. Therapeutic magic. They are, supposedly, aren't they, Victoria?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've never
noticed that
used
went right
mushrooms.
Here, Victoria.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the druggie. I've never used mushrooms, for the record. Have no interest in it. But
I love mushrooms.
I have heard. I'm
not
Dr. Jack. I was actually going to bring up Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has talked about they made, psilocybin? That's the active ingredient in it.
Yes.
They've made it legal in parts of Colorado. I think Denver had a whole big thing. And so he was talking about a lot of the benefits that people say you get from controlled amounts of psilocybin.
So they call it microdosing?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of psychiatrists are starting to do that, too.
Yeah.
Psilocybin.
I think Oregon.
Who knows how to spell it?
Too many P's.
Psilocybin. No, there's only one P in it. Psilocybin. That's not very difficult at all. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, an ordinance that requires gun owners to tell police when a firearm is lost has been ruled illegal by a state court. One judge said that the ruling will put lives at risk. So does it? That's an interesting. I think that's an interesting play on all the discussion. Does if you don't tell the police that somebody stole your gun or you lost it, does that put others at risk? Is that something that is a danger to society?
Sure, right?
I listen. There's so much. I'm so confused about gun laws and rules and regulations and stuff. I ask that because I think that these things get twisted and turned around. I just found that it was interesting that I would have thought this would be normal, frankly. And the fact that it isn't in some places, wouldn't you report? I guess there's common sense. If somebody stole your gun, you lose it. You should call the police.
Because if it turns up somewhere in a crime, you want it to know that it was not in your possession.
Ding. That's right. Thank you. All right, let's get to the important news here. The return of the Blacklist is Friday of this week. For those of you who are fans like I am, it's a fabulous show. Of all of the, I don't watch, there's probably four shows that I like to keep my eye on, and the Blacklist would be the number one show. I'm very excited about the Law and Order, even though, to listen to Victoria, if you're under 65, you won't watch it. But I just said
that we're getting to the point now where, and Jen and Jay, you might remember that at one point there were so many Law and Orders on TV that SNL had a skit that went viral, and it was Law and Order Parking Unit, because that was literally the only thing left that they hadn't covered. And I feel like we're kind of getting back into that realm, that they just keep adding more and more shows.
Well,
I can't even keep up with Stabler and what's her name. I mean, I can't even. I'm so far behind.
The Stabler
show. Those two shows.
All those shows are number one. The NBC lineup on Thursday night is number one. Interesting. If you look at the conventional television ratings, the nights that there are three nights that Dick Wolf has 3 hours on a network. On Tuesday, the FBI shows, all number one for Tuesday night. Wednesday, the Chicago shows, all number one for Wednesday night. And now Thursday, Law and Order, all night long. And I'm going to guarantee you that those shows will all show up as number one for that night.
Well, that's the other thing. Like with network TV, people are watching streaming. So if there's not, there's really not. I know you're not. That's why I'm saying you laugh when I say it's an age thing, but it is. So you are the demographic that's going to keep these shows alive.
Yada yada yada.
Keep it going.
The Blacklist.
I like Blue Bloods.
I do too. That's another one. The Blacklist is on NBC at 8 o'clock on. That's the mistake they make. Although they've always had it on at 8. I always thought it was too violent to be on at 8. But is the stories and how they keep you coming back, I find it's captivating, very captivating. Speaking of SNL, the announcement came that Oscar Isaac, who is apparently becoming a big stock actor, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, he is everywhere. He and Zoe Kravitz are going to host back-to-back episodes of SNL. First time two hosts will be following John Mulaney, who is going to become a member of the five-time. I don't even. Who's John Mulaney? Five.
He's a stand-up comic. He used to be a writer, I think, on SNL. He's funny. He's funny. He's the one who just had the big scandal. He and his wife got divorced, and now he has a baby with Olivia Munn. And so then he went to rehab, and yeah, there was a whole thing with him. So this is his return since rehab and a baby and all that other, and divorce and everything. Right. But yeah, he's good when he's on SNL. His shows always get really good ratings.
Looks like, is Pattinson supposed to be, because he's plugging the new Batman movie, which I think is out this week, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's this weekend.
It's coming out
soon.
Isn't
he supposed to be on SNL?
No, Zoe Kravitz will be. But I don't know. Maybe Robert Pattinson, if he's in town, maybe he'll pop in during the monologue or something. And yeah, they look really cute together, and they have great chemistry as Batman and
Catwoman.
Batwoman.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So there's that. And now Dolly Parton and James Patterson have a new book.
I'm so in for this.
This is the second time, though. Didn't she do another one before? Why do I think that she did another one?
I mean, she's big into books and kids' books, but I don't think she's done one with James Patterson before.
All right. Run, like Rose,
Bill and
Run,
Hillary
it's
Clinton
called.
Have.
Yes.
Run, Rose,
right.
Run.
Yep. Going to be released March 7th. It has an album of 12 original songs that were inspired by the book that Dolly has written. All new songs written based on the characters and situation of the book, she says. I hope you'll enjoy the book and the songs as much as we've enjoyed putting it together. This woman doesn't stop. I think I admire that.
Has anybody tried her Betty Crocker cake mix yet or whatever the brand it was? Yeah. I don't know. I want to try it, but she's got her own cake mix and frosting and everything.
I love it. The more Dolly, the better, right?
Yeah, exactly. She sets a tone that is so positive, so wonderful. Apparently, this was Patterson's idea, not hers. They swapped ideas, went back and forth. She says creating the book and the album was different than any songwriting that she'd done before.
That's fun.
She said, it's like writing for a Broadway show or something where you know who the characters are. Makes it easier to write for them. I think writing music must be very difficult, though. Don't you think? Really and truly?
I think it is. I don't even know how you get started. I mean, it's worse than writing poetry, right? Because you've got to get things to rhyme, tell your story, make it catchy. I don't know. I think it's very difficult.
Other entertainment news, it appears that all of the flack or flap about Dave Chappelle hasn't fazed Netflix. They've signed him up for some more. I just think he's a funny bugger, frankly.
I'm glad he's getting...
How many Netflix... Didn't he do three of them? And he got paid like
this time
$1 million
he's producing... Yes, so he got a huge deal, and I think he did like five different specials. So this time he's producing other comedians that he thinks need to get some of the spotlight.
Yeah, who would be an example of that? I don't think...
I don't know the first two names that he mentioned, but he said that they're well-known in the comedy world, so now I guess they're going to be household names. Earthquake is
super
one.
Well-known.
And Donnell Rawlings. Those are the first two.
Don't forget our DJV download every single day. You can get the best of the program in podcast form. Check it all out at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 48 after the hour.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, Monday, February the 21st. I will not do. Tommy the K has gone to one of the islands in Hawaii with his family for a school vacation. So I do not attempt to do any sort of home advice, fix it up. I can tell you how to fix a leaky faucet, tighten it up, or I can tell you if your sink is plugged up, take the pipe off.
Oh, or if you see one mouse in your house, you have a mice infestation, because if you see one mouse, there are definitely more.
Yes, I have not
that
had.
That was a big takeaway that helped me in my house from time to
time. Right. I had ants this winter, but I didn't have mice. I don't know where the ants came from, but all right, anyway. So we're going to do food news in a moment after I tell you about the update from Calitrin. Calitrin, the wonderful. This is, this thing is so, been so fabulous for me in so many different ways. This is one of the marquee sponsors that I've had over the years. And believe me, I've had a lot of good sponsors having done this for a long time. But Calitrin is so good. It makes me proud to be able to tell stories of people who have taken the product and made it work. Does it work for everybody? No. Does it work for most people? Yes. Does it work well for most people? It's fabulous because it keeps you, if you've got that problem, we all have done great work losing weight. Yep. Now, secure your position there by going on to Calitrin and keep the weight off your body. It's an all-natural product for weight loss and for, more importantly, keeping the weight off. So if you've lost 25, 30, 40, 45 pounds, and you've done it over a 3 or 4 month period, and you're being tempted already to go back to your evil ways, then get on to Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Check it all out. Excuse me, all of the things they offer for support, including Q&A sessions with special folks. And then you get on it, and you see hey, this works. And you'll tell other people about it. I know that's what works. I know. I've talked to people. So take my advice. Try it out. A money-back guarantee if it doesn't work. Calitrin, specially formulated, scientifically proven to help you keep the weight off of that body of yours. Go to toploss.com where you check out for the best pricing and no shipping costs. Use the discount code DJV. All right. Speaking about food, ladies, White Castle and Burger King are in the news today. White Castle is outsourcing jobs to robots. That's what I wanted. A hamburger flipper that is automated. So what happens?
Why not? I mean, this solves a huge problem with staff shortages. And, you know, if it's an automated thing that goes in and flips all the burgers, and they said rather than having someone back, you know, behind that part of the kitchen, which there's more, they have to hire more people, and then stuff can get backed up. They think that this is actually going to streamline the whole process.
Hmm.
Look, really? I mean, there's still labor shortages. Shortage. Right. Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine flew in.
Anybody got you have White Castle in Jersey, right?
I've never been to one, so I don't know. There was one that was like maybe a half an hour away when I was a kid, and it's not there anymore, so I really don't know where a White Castle would be.
Mm-hmm. I think they're around major cities in the Northeast, New York, Pennsylvania, places like that. But they're in the Midwest, too, Southwest. But mostly,
yeah,
I think they started
here. I think the ones near us have closed. Like you, Victoria, I've never eaten at White Castle.
There are 350 stores.
I never went one.
Really? All right, Burger King. Let's go over there then. Most everybody's had a Whopper or something. I've even had one of their incredible burgers or whatever they call them. Impossible? Incredible and Impossible, I guess.
Impossible burgers, yeah.
Yeah, I stopped there once because I wanted to find out whether the advertising was good. Was accurate when they say their fries are better than McDonald's. I don't know because they haven't.
No, that's not accurate.
No,
that's not accurate.
I've never had any fast food French fry that's better than McDonald's.
Mm-mm. Right.
Within like the first 17 seconds of getting it, that's when McDonald's fries really shine.
So Burger King is not going to be using robots, but they are going to stop selling the Whopper on their discount menu. Prices are going up. Because beef prices are going up, 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 and up, like everything else is going up, 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 and up. I would expect that most of the chains, no matter what, are going to be raising their prices because it's just impossible. I mean, these people have to make a profit. So all along, everywhere, we're all being infected, infected and affected by this, the price of fuel. The price, and that then rolls downhill to everything else because all this stuff has to be delivered. So you're going to see prices going up, up, up. Instead of the Buck Burger, it'll be the $5 Whopper sooner or later. All right, boys and girls, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.